This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. No confetti showers or champagne toasts greeted today's start of the new fiscal year. Instead, there's massive uncertainty.
I'm assuming you're not betting your house on your forecast.
Well, I'm not betting any of my money on this.
When the Revenue Estimating Conference met Thursday to recognize revenues raised during the second special session, state fiscal analyst Greg Albrecht had the numbers.
We've got $371 million worth of total tax license and fee revenue increase for FY17. We have $245 million worth of dedications, leaving us with $126 million worth of general fund direct increased revenue estimate. I do need to point out that there are a number of instances where we have unknown increases, and there are a variety of bills on here that have unknown decreases.
Noting that many of the big changes affect income taxes, state economist Jim Richardson said,
"That means we probably will not know the results until almost the end of fiscal year 2017.
You'll have some information accumulating, but the bulk of this is going to be in the spring and next year."
Richardson also asked about the fiscal year that ended Thursday.
"Right now, we do not have any real final information at all to speak of. So we will not know that till after August 14th. Is that correct?
You mean FY16, the FY16's finish or finals?
Whatever they might mean for FY17 numbers.
Right. Yeah, we won't. After the August 14 close, they still have, I think, till like September 1 to do final reporting. And so it's sometime in late September."
In other words, no one but a small group of legislators believes there will be a magical manifestation of money to save the state. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.